الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين وقال تعالى ورفعنا لك ذكرك صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved brothers and elders, respected mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the greatest makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no creation, there is no makhluq that Allah ta'ala has created greater than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sun has not shone its rays never before and never after upon any person greater than the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is that Nabi upon whose life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath. Allah has not taken an oath upon the life of any person, but that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La'amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. Allah takes a qasam on the zindagi, the hayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teri zindagi ka qasam. Verily, these disbelievers, they are blind in the intoxication. We are discussing that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ulama have written that where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rests in his qabr in Madina Munawwara, the sand, the mitti that is touching his jasad-e mubarak, just the sand, those sand particles that are touching his blessed body, that sand is greater not only of the Kaaba, but the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking about that Nabi of Allah, that just his finger, one ungli, with this Mubarak finger of his, he split the moon into two. Shakul Qamar. With this Mubarak finger of his, there were so many occasions, so many, in the books of Ahadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traveling with Sahaba, and they come to a place and they require to make wudu, and there is insufficient water for a large group of Sahaba, and just a little jug and container of water is brought. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his Mubarak ungli, his Mubarak finger in that container, and springs come gushing forth. Hudaybiyah. When Sahaba reached there, the well was dry. He just managed to take out just one bucket of water. 1,400 Sahaba are present. 1,400 Sahaba. They require to make wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes wudu with his Mubarak mouth. He rinses his mouth and he throws back the water into that container. And from there, Allah granted Rasulullah s.a.w. such a mu'ajiza, such barakat in that water, that 1,400 sahaba made wudu over that water. That Nabi of Allah, that Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu anhu says, I was very sick, I was young. My aunt took me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallam, my nephew, he's very ill, make dua for him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his mubarak hands, this mubarak hands, upon the head of Sa'ib bin Yazid, little child, and made dua for him. Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala, he lived for 95 years. 95 years old he was. And he says that part, the ulama, the historians write, that part where Rasulullah had touched his head, that portion of his head, that hair, never turned white. The rest turned white, but that part remained black. Amr ibn al-Akhtab radiallahu ta'ala al-Ansari, similar thing happens. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma jammilhu. Place his mubarak hands on the head of this sahabi. Oh Allah, make him handsome and beautiful. He lived for 120 years and not a strand of his hair turned white. This Nabi we are talking about, when he gives da'wah to a mushrik, and the mushrik says, I will only believe in you if you show me some miracle. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his same hand, he just indicates to a tree, darakht, shadar, it comes forward, it bows down before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this person sees this, he brings iman. This hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding which Anas radiallahu anhu says, "Ma masistu dibadan wala hariran alyana min kaffi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I have never touched any silk fabric in my life which was more softer than the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the Nabi we are talking about. That during Miraj, in the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah s.a.w. asked Allah, فَمَا جَعَلْتَ لِي? Oh my Allah, what you have given me. Allah mentions to him, Oh my Habib. Ya Habibi, udnu minni. Come closer, my Habib. وَمَا ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. جَبْ جَبْ بِي مِرَا ذِكَرْ هُوْغَا. Tera dhikr saath hoga. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, followed by ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Kalima is not complete. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the status, the makan of our beloved Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Nabi. Books of Sirah are replete with many incidents, and we have mentioned so many over the past few years. His tolerance, how he forgave his enemy, and the famous incident which I have mentioned hundreds of times, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba were returning, and he takes shade under a tree, and the Sahaba are scattered, they had rested under different places, under different trees. And then finally an enemy comes and he pulls out the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awakens Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may yamna'uka minni, who's going to save you from me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah. Salatan, three times, Allah, Allah. And the person begins to shake, the sword falls down from his hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks it up, may yamna'uka minni alan, who's going to save you now? He said, kun khayra akhidin, I beg you, please spare my life. Rasulullah s.a.w. asked him to bring iman. He refuses. Nabi Pak s.a.w. did not kill him. Islam was not spread by the sword. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. spared his life. This person goes to his people. What does he say? Ji'tukum min indi khayrin nas. I have come to you from the best of mankind. I have come to you from the best of mankind. This was the shan of our Nabi. Uhud is taking place. The enemy hurl a stone and they throw it on the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَدْمَوْهُ They make his face bleed. His teeth become shaheed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hand. He quickly wipes off the blood from his face so that it does not fall onto the ground. Allahumma ighfir liqawmi fa'innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people. They do not know what they are doing. Oh Allah, you forgive them. This is that Nabi we are talking about. Fathi Makkah, after years of being separated, taken out of Makkah Mukarrama, has made hijrah to Madina Munawara, and the day comes back when now he is the king of Makkah. Makkah is at his feet. The day when somebody said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Malhama, today is the day of war, revenge. Nabi Karim said, no, Al-Yawma Yawmul Marhama. Today is a day of mercy. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. He addressed the mushrikeen, the kuffar of Makkah. I will not take revenge. I will say to you what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers. This is our Nabi. Mu'jiza upon mu'jiza he had shown us. Love for his ummah he has shown us. Fikr for his ummah he has shown us. Such du'as he made for you and I. Such du'as he made for you and I. The famous incident of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, when once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes du'a for her, he raises his hand, Wallah, forgive my Aisha. Allahumma ghfirli Aisha. Ma qaddamat wa ma akharat. Wa ma asarrat wa ma alanat. Ya Allah, forgive her all her sins, whatever she did in the past, whatever she'll do in the future, in public, in privacy. Oh, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was elated. Ya Rasulullah, what a dua you have made for me. He said, oh Aisha, you are so happy, so joyous. Wallah, I make this dua for my entire ummah every single day of my life. For you and I. He was bechain, restless. There were occasions, Rasulullah is traveling. He's going on a mission, but his mind is on his ummah. And suddenly, raises his hand, makes some dua silently, goes onto the ground, he makes sajda, comes up again, they're traveling, again he raises his hand, again he goes in sajda. And then a third time he's traveling and he raises his hand and he goes in sajda. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's going on? What's happening? He said, I made dua to my Allah. Oh my Allah, allow me to intercede on behalf of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah so that they can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and they can gain entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, one third of your ummah, I will grant you the opportunity on the day of Qiyamah to seek sifarish intercession on their behalf. For this, Rasulullah went down, he made sajdatu shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But he was still not content. He was still uneasy. What about the other two thirds of my ummah? So again he made dua to Allah. And Allah said, now, okay, another third, a second third. On this he made sajda. Ya Allah, one more third. The last third. Finally Allah allowed that also. Allah says, I will allow you to and give you that opportunity of making sifarish for your ummah. The last third also. On the day of Qiyamah, on that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sajda to shukr. Ana awwalu. There is a narration. Nabi Kareem Sam was with Sahaba. He went, he left them for a little while. He went home. And as he came back, he overheard the conversation. Immediately he tells them, Sami'atu kalamakum wa ajabakum. I heard your speech, your conversation. And the fact that you expressed astonishment on various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of the hadith. Somebody said, Adam Safiullah, Isa Ruhullah, Musa Kareemullah. Musa Kareemullah, Isa Ruhullah. They mentioned various Anbiya and the great qualities of that Nabi. So each one presented a Nabi and his qualities, maqam, his position. And how superior that Nabi was. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I agree. What you said is right. Allah! But listen, hearken, understand. Wa ana habibullah. I am the habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt Ibrahim is the khalil of Allah. Isa is ruhullah. Musa is kalimullah. But I am habibullah. This quality of habib supersedes all other qualities. Baad az khuda tu hi buzurg qissa mukhtasar. After Allah, the most exalted is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ana awwalu man tanshaqu anhu al-ardu yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of qiyamah, when people will rise from the qabr, the very first person to rise will be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam yawm al-qiyamah wala fakhra. Dear Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not saying out of pride, but I will be the sardar, sayyid, the leader of mankind. Wa Adamu tahta liwa'i. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who is our father, he will also be behind me, behind my flag. أنا أول من يقرع باب الجنة. I will be the first person to tap at the door of Jannah. The angel of Jannah will ask, who is it? I will say, أنا محمد. And the angel will reply, I have been commanded not to open the door for anybody besides you. For anybody else first besides you. You must be the first person for whom I must open the door, and the doors of Jannah will be open. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. Rasulullah says that no Nabi can enter Jannah until I enter Jannah first. And no Ummah will enter Jannah first until my Ummah enters Jannah. We are the Ummatis of that Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must be proud ummatis. My beloved brothers and elders, we should be proud ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The problem arises when we are weak. Iman has become weak. Sunnah in our life weak. The love and ishq of Rasulullah sallam becomes weak. So people in the world, they... Urdu hum kehte hain bakwas baatein karenge. They would spew out rubbish, immoral things, blasphemous statements, like how the kuffar of Makkah, they would call Rasulullah SAW Muzammam, a blameworthy person. Allah said his name is not Muzammam, he is Muhammad, the praiseworthy one. Ana Muhammad, wa ana Ahmad, wa ana al-Hashir, wa ana al-Aqib, wa ana Nabiyyu Tawbah, wa ana Nabiyyu Rahma. Nabi Kareem said, I am Ahmad, I am Muhammad. I am Aqib. La Nabiyya Ba'di, no Nabi to come after me. Khatamun Nabiyyin, seal of prophethood. No Mirza Ghulam can claim he's a Nabi, he's a liar. Before Qiyamah, there'll be many imposters. Many people claiming to be Nabi. Nabi Kareem SAW is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Seal of Prophet. Ana Nabiyyu Tawbah. Ulama mentioned, Rasulullah SAW himself, despite the fact that Allah has said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Ay mere pyare Nabi, tere pichle agle sab guna maaf. You are masoom. You committed no sins. He committed no sins. Sell him a tawbah. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Fil yawmi mi'ata marra. 100 times every day, Sahaba were counting. 100 times, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making tawbah. He was the Nabi of tawbah. As the ulama have explained, many people made tawbah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From kufr to iman. If they committed a sin, they came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem taught them to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu made istighfar on their behalf. Whose wujud? His presence, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His presence was such that Allah ta'ala held azab from coming down because of the wujud of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah says, Allah will never punish this ummah as long as that Nabi is alive in that ummah. Unlike the nations of the past, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, various anbiya's nations were punished. Azab came, different forms of azab, in the presence of that Nabi. But never in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his ummah collectively been given a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are that ummatis of that beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Azizun ka azizil mirjal. When he would cry in sajda, he would cry and cry, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Sahaba say, like the hissing of a boiling kettle. It wasn't just one day in his life. Every single day of the life of Rasulullah ﷺ was spent in this way. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in understood the maqam of Rasulullah ﷺ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are on a very exalted character. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq is unparalleled. Nobody can compare his akhlaq to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His generosity. He did not know how to say la to any person. Mentioned in the kitab, the only time he said la, when he said la ilaha illallah. Any person who came, if he had it, he would give it to that person. If he didn't have it, he promised him, come certain time and I will give it to you. Generosity, his jood. His sakhawat. His mercy. Rahmatul lil alameen. He was a source of mercy for not just you and I, his ummat, for human beings, even for animals, even for creatures and insects. A camel comes to Rasulullah on one occasion. It begins to shed tears. Puts his head forward to Rasulullah sallam and complains about its master. Rahmatul alameen. Immediately summons the master. Man sahibu hadha al-jamal? Uska malik kon hai? Your camel is complaining. You are overburdening this, your camel. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmina on a safar with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They see a colony of ants. Some sahaba burned the colony of ants. Who's going to worry about ants? Nabi Kareem saw that. Oh, what have you done? La yu'adhibu bin nar illa rabbun nar. Only the creator, the Rabb of fire, he can punish using fire. You and I cannot burn any insect, any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some sahaba had seen a bird with its nestlings. So they took away those nestlings. And Rasulullah came at that time, and this mother bird was fluttering her wings. Nabi Kareem could see it, parishan. Rahmatul lil alameen. Paragon of mercy. Every paw, every hair on his body was full of rahmat, mercy, mercy. Innama ana rahmatun muhdat. Nabi Kareem said, I am a source of mercy to you. I am a hadiyah, a tuhfa from Allah to you. She said, "Man faja'a hadhihi bi waladiha." Who has scared this mother bird regarding her nestlings? Ruddu ilayha waladaha. Ruddu ilayha waladaha.
give her back her nestlings, her children. Immediately Sahaba did so. There are countless of examples, countless of examples. I do not want to prolong this talk tonight. We, alhamdulillah, in this masjid and many other masajid speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the year. It's not just on a certain occasion. But I decided to speak again and remind ourselves. Rasulullah says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you has complete iman. None of you has complete iman until I become more beloved to him than his parents, his children, and the entire mankind. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be dominant in our hearts. That ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be far more greater in our hearts than for ourselves, than for our beloved parents, our wives, our children, our friends. The ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be most dominant. Until that does not happen, our iman is naqis, incomplete, not kamil. So even in the time of Jahili, in the time, beginning of Islam, the kuffar of the Quraysh, they would taunt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would accuse him of being a sha'ir majnoon. They would say he's a poet. What he's saying is all poetry. The man was unlettered. He couldn't read and write. And he's going to make such poetry like the Qur'an-i Majid. But they said he's a sha'ir. Some called him a sahir. Jadugar. He's a magician. Somebody called him a kahin. He's just a fortune teller. And people called him Majnoon. They call him Majnoon. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ ذِكْرٌ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. In Surah Nahl, the kuffar would say that this man upon whom the revelation has come, they say he is, you are insane. But when you hate some person, you have an enemy. And you cannot find any fault in him. Everything is so perfect about him. You begin to slander him. Now you begin to swear at him. Or you swear the person most closest to him, the most beloved person to him. This is exactly what they did that time. This is exactly what's happening currently. Islam is the most kamil, perfect deen. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Islam ki alawa, koi aur deen ya mazhab makbul nahi hoga indallah. Allah will never accept any creed, any religion besides Islam. We must have that yaqeen, no doubt, no shuba, no shak. Is my deen the right deen? Our deen, al-yawma akhmaltu lakum deenakum. Most kamil, most perfect deen we have. Ours is the only correct deen. That will give us salvation in the hereafter. That will give us success in dunya, qabr, akhirat. When you're angry with a person, you say your mother is mad. Your father is mad. You pick on his parents. Sometimes husband and wife, Allah forgive us. I've heard people when they're having a fight, he can't find any fault in the wife. Everything of hers is perfect. He swears her mother and father. Why? Now he's provoking her. When they can't find a single fault in our deen, they will try and hurt us by picking at our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will draw cartoons, images to try and hurt us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Allah told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are mocking you, we will suffice you from them. You don't have to worry. The ayat goes on, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Allah. He loved his ummah. He cried for his ummah. He made an effort for his ummah. Even for the disbelievers, he was a source of mercy. And I showed you some examples already. There are hundreds of more examples. How everybody can be saved from Jahannam. And they may bring iman and be saved and go to Jannat. Allah says, I know, we know that your heart has become constricted because of the blasphemous statements, what they're saying about you. Somebody is calling you Majnoon. Somebody is saying you're a Sahir. Somebody is saying you're a Kahin. Somebody is saying you're a Shair. Different words. And they would insult Rasul some words. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُ. Oh my Nabi, do not worry. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. But you cannot make tasbih and tahmeed of Allah. And make salat and sajda to Allah. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. You continue making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till maut comes to you. Don't worry. We will take care of such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam and oath on the pen. Allahu Akbar. Noon wal-qalami wama yasturoon. Allah has taken a qasam after mentioning the letter noon, al-huruf al-muqatta'at, this is mutashabihat, the meaning of which only Allah knows, those letters like alif, lam, mim, alif, lam, ra, ha, mim, ha, mim, ayin, sin, qaf. Then Allah says, wal-qalami, qalam ka qasam. Allah has taken an oath on the pen. Mufassirin say, which pen? Some mention it was the pen which has written the taqdeer, destiny of every person. As I have said, the pens of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some have said, the ordinary person in this world, his pen, the pen that we write with. Allah has taken a qasam. وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. Whatever taqdeer has been written, whatever the angels have written, are writing, whatever the people have written, will write. Oh my Nabi, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Oh my Nabi, it is through the favor and ni'mat of your Rabb that you are not insane. Tu pagal nahi hai. You are not insane. Those who regarded Nabi Kareem as insane, in reality, those are the people who are insane. Those who try and mock Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, genuinely, they've got a mental problem. There's no doubt about it. Wo ahmaq hai, wo bewakoof hai, wo pagal hai. They need to check themselves in front of the mirror. And then they will see how insane they are. They have not seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sirat-e-Mubarakah. They have not read the Sirat-e-Mubarakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda ki qasam, if they read it properly with understanding, they will embrace Islam. Can you imagine what punishment will be of that person who has the audacity to make fun and mock at our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Koi hame gali de, khandan ko gali de, dost ahbab ko gali de, hum usko bardasht kar sakte hai, lekin hamare pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko gali de, hum usko bhi bardasht kare? What is required from us, my beloved brothers and elders, to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Durood is recited. An angel has carried it right now, at this very moment, and he has conveyed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How happy Rasulullah sallam will get. When some people of my ummah are mocking me, they're making images, cartoons of me,
There are others of my ummah who are sending praise and salawat upon me. What is important for us is to bring the sunnat of Nabi Kareem some in our lives. We're not advocating violence and all that. All we need to put ourselves onto sirat al-mustaqim genuinely, seriously, quickly, without any procrastination, because the halat of the world is such now, I've spoken now the past few months, that we have no time to waste. No time at all. Entrench in the hearts of your children, your grandchildren, your family members, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah, the love of your deen. Musnad Ahmad is a riwayat in Musnad Ahmad. Other kitabs have also mentioned this riwayat. Nabi Kareem sees a dream in which two angels come. One is at his head side, the other at the foot, at the feet Mubarak. And the one tells the other angel that cite a parable, an example of this person, that is Nabi Kareem and his ummah. Perhaps it's the first time you have heard it. I just came across it 2 days ago. So this angel gives an example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, you and I. He says, there is a group of people that are traveling. Hatta ja'u ila ra'si mafaza. They were traveling, it's a long journey, they come now to a barren land, a huge plain, huge area, a desert area. But the problem is they carried no food and necessary items for them to survive now on this journey. And now they are worried, what are we going to do? When suddenly a handsome man comes wearing a nice garment, he appears before them. And he sees the condition and he tells them, do not worry, I know of a place which is lush, beautiful gardens. And sweet water, the springs and fountains. If I take you there, will you follow me? Will you follow my footsteps? Will you follow my teachings? So they agree. And so this man now takes them to this area which is lush, beautiful greenery, beautiful scenery. The springs is plentiful of water and they are set aside, satiated and enjoying themselves. And then this man says that I told you that I'm going to bring you to this place. I brought you here. You have enjoyed yourselves. Will you follow me now? There is another place far more beautiful than this place, far more lush. And the water is even more beautiful and delicious and sweet. And the springs and fountains, etc. You promise you're going to follow me? Are you going to come with me? One group stood up and said, yes, we will follow you. And the other said, no, we're happy. And we'll remain here. And this is the example of this ummah in relation to Rasulullah. Rasulullah showed us hidayat and guidance. And through his barakat and teachings and advices and guidelines, you and I, the ummah who were traveling, and we did not know how to even live in this world. We did not know even how to relieve ourselves in the correct way. Our Nabi taught us how to even go to the toilet. We did not know even how to eat. Our Nabi taught us how to eat and sleep, etc. And how to do business. And how to earn halal. How to live in this world. So, we followed him. And we enjoyed the beauties of this world. And we enjoyed the ni'mats of this world, the bounties of this world. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, there's a far more better place and that is Jannat. Who is going to follow me? So one group said, we will follow you. And they were not just satisfied with the ni'mats of this dunya. Their focus was the akhirat. But the other They said, no, no, we are content. So they only used Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became Muslims. They have Iman. But just to get the enjoyment and barakah of this world. My respected brothers and sisters, let us not be like the second group. Let us be like the first group that makes ittiba of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have mentioned so many times the incident of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was only 10 years old when his mother gave him as a gift to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, says the Ansar have come and they have given you whatever they have. I have nothing but my son. Please use him as your khadim. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted Anas radiallahu ta'ala as his khadim. He says, khadam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashra sineen. Wa ma qala li uffin qattu. He never told me uff even one day in the 10 years of service. And he says, one day Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me for some work and then I forgot and suddenly he comes behind me and he closes his hand around me and I began to push. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tells him, Ya Bunayya, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al wa dhalika min sunnati. Wa man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah. O Anas, every day in the morning and every evening, you must be in the condition that you have no malice in your heart for any person. May Allah remove the malice that we have in our heart at this very moment for any person in the world. We had an argument, we hated some person, whatever it was. Just close your eyes and for that few seconds remove that malice from your heart. Forgive that person. وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. That is from my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Whoever loves my sunnah, he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي جَنَّةِ. Whoever loves me, he'll be with me in Jannah. Who doesn't want to be with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? One khadim, one sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem got so happy. He said, "Sal, make dua. I'll make dua to Allah. Allah will grant it to you." What dua he requested? He said, "As'aluka murafaqataka fil Jannah." Oh my beloved Nabi, I want to be your sati in Jannat. Your rafiq in Jannat. I want to be in your company in Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Awa ghayra dhalik?" Something else besides that? He said, "No. Huwa dhaq." That's exactly what I want. Nothing else. Nothing of dunya. I want to be your companion. Nabi Kareem said, "Okay, I will make dua. Fa'inni bikathati sujood." O kama qala sallam. Help me by reading Allah of Nafil Salat. You do that, I will make dua to Allah. Allah will grant you my company in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam in the pens and said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not majnoon. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, the love, the ishq and muhabbat they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpasses the ishq all of us have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned once, I heard this from an alim very many years ago. And I mentioned it a few times here also. In which this person was a pious man. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam genuinely, dearly. But the thought came in his heart that I don't think even the sahaba had that love I have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes maybe we also feel sometimes, the ishq I have. I don't think anybody in the world got that ishq. He's talking about comparing his ishq for Rasulullah sallam with that of sahaba's ishq for Rasulullah sallam. He sees a dream. He's traveling. And the other sahaba also in the carriage with Rasulullah sallam. And suddenly they're going down a slope, a very terrible slope, on a mountainous region. And any moment now they are going to capsize and they're going to meet with an accident. So he jumps off the carriage and he saves his life, this buzurg, this pious person. And he sees that this carriage is coming, but suddenly it comes to a halt, it is saved from capsizing. And what does he see? That the four sahaba who were there in that carriage in the dream, each one jumps out, they run forward faster than the speed of the carriage and they go down and they place the shoulder on each wheel, each of the four wheels, and they stop it with all their strength. And they bear the wheels of this carriage. the effects of the wheels of the carriage, the harm it has done to their body, the pain, and they save Rasulullah s.a.w. from getting hurt and injured. This was the issue of the dream. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu in Battle of Uhud, when Rasulullah lost his teeth, he goes crawling to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu does not remove the ring of the helmet that pierced the cheek, Mubarak cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, you know the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba say, كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجِيهِ. It was so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, full of brightness. It was as though the sun was gliding on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah then goes and he removes the ring of the helmet, not with his hand, is going to cause Rasulullah pain. So he removes it with his teeth. And as he pulls the ring of the helmet, it's not easy, he begins to pull it, he loses his one tooth. He tries again the second and second one. Finally he removes his helmet, the rings of the helmet, which pierce the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he loses his teeth. This was the love he had for Rasulullah. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, on the day of Uhud, he put his hand out and he saved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically with his body, that no arrow must harm my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until his hand became shalla, became paralyzed. That Sahabiya radiallahu anha, who lost her father, her brother, her son, and her beloved husband in one battle, Uhud. And as the Sahaba coming back, somebody tells her, "Oh, your father passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But how's my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He's okay. No, she wants to see him. Somebody comes, "Oh, your son became shaheed. Inna lillahi." But how's my pyara Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Somebody says, your father, your son, your brother became shaheed. Then somebody says, your husband became shaheed. Still, she's able to endure this and make the sabr. But she wants to see Rasulullah with her physical eyes. Until she is not comforted by seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was not at ease. She says, kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalu ya Rasulullah. Oh my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every musibat that came to me, I lost my father, I become a widow, I lost my husband, I lost my beloved son, I lost my brother. Four important men around her in her life. Whatever musibat came to her was absolutely light. It was forgotten. And she saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still alive. And therefore the day Rasulullah left this world, Sahaba could not take it. Person like Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu never spoke, he just became silent. Can't say one word. Umar radiallahu anhu lost his mind. Lost his mind to got his sword. Whoever says that Muhammad sallam has passed away, I will chop his head off. The news goes to Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi. He had climbed a tree. The news comes to him. Somebody tells him, Abdullah, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left this world. What does Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, what is it? What dua does he make? Oh my Allah, take away my eyesight. Because there's nobody else now better than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who I can see. He became blind. Of course, that was his maqam. He could make the dua. But this was the love the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You and I have to engender in our hearts, create in our hearts, the real love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The real love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read our durood in abundance every single day of our life. Not just on certain occasions. On a Friday, we increase the dua, the durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day. And I mentioned last year also, Simple method. After every fard salat, after what tasbih that you read, 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, just read 10 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa nabi al-ummi, whatever it is. 10 times won't even take us 10 seconds after every salat, then you have finished for the day, minimum 50 times you have read. Is that asking too much? Looking the sacrifice at the sacrifice that Rasulullah did for us. So our beloved Rasulullah said, his name also is so sweet. His name is so sweet. His name is so sweet. Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. As bin Wa'il, he was an ardent enemy of Rasulullah. There are so many incidents where he showed his bitterness towards Rasulullah, his hatred. When Rasulullah's son passed away and he had no more sons living, then As bin Wa'il began to say, oh ho, this man, he is abtar now. Abtar means he's got no progeny, no males to continue his mission now. So when he dies, that's the end of his mission. Because normally a son will be your successor, will succeed you. He'll be your successor and he'll continue your mission. Daughter is married off somewhere else. But your son, he'll take over the business. He'll take over the company. So they said, now this man, he is abtar. Uska koi nasal nahi raha. No progeny. He's cut off all barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies in Suratul Kawthar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily your enemy, he is cut off all barakah and mercy. As bin Wa'il, he is deprived of all mercy and all blessings in this world and in the hereafter. Any person who mocks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, criticizes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in reality, that person is abtar. Isi shair ne khub kaha, آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں کہوں گا نام محمد پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم روز قیامت میزان و پل پر روز قیامت میزان و پل پر دے گا سہارا نام محمد روز قیامت میزان و پل پر دے گا سہارا نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
Pyare sahaba pe qurban jaau, pyare sahaba pe qurban jaau, pyare sahaba pe qurban jaau, unsi hai seekha naam e muhammad, unsi hai seekha naam e muhammad, pyare sahaba pe qurban jaau, unse hai seekha naam e muhammad, aankhon ka tara naam e muhammad, dil ka ujala naam e muhammad, roze qiyamah mizan o phul par dega sahara naam e muhammad, pyare sahaba pe qurban jaau, unse hai seekha naam e muhammad, unse hai seekha naam e muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that Guru Sharif sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah we have done wrong my Allah we have abandoned the sunnah of Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم our ishq for Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has become very weak my Allah يا الله strengthen our ishq for Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله make us love Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم more than our love the love we have ourselves, for our parents, our children and the entire mankind, may Allah make our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be happy with us, may Allah don't make him be naraz with us, may Allah Allah, we have recited durood, may Allah our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the angel takes the durood and he conveys it to him, may Allah Ya Allah, make our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be happy with us, Allah, help us to become good Muslims, may Allah Allah, make us be true believers, may Allah Allah, may help us to make the fikr and the worry and the concern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our worry, our concern, accept us for the work of da'wat and tabligh, may Allah. Accept us, ya Allah, for the work of tazkiyah, may Allah. Accept us for the work of ta'aleem and ta'allum, may Allah. Make us be true Muslims, may Allah. True believers, may Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to make the tabligh of this deen to the four corners of the globe, may Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the enemies of Islam, may Allah. Give hidayah to them, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many millions of people, may Allah, who are the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, but when you gave them hidayat, may Allah, they became true believers, may Allah. Hind, may Allah, she chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, on the day of Fatih Makkah, may Allah, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, out of all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Today I love you the most, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them see the beauty of Islam, may Allah. Bring them, may Allah, ya Allah, make them see the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us portray Islam in the true way. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to forgive and forget, may Allah. Make us be generous people, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, may Allah. Jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani dur farma. Don't make it be difficult, may Allah, for the Muslims throughout the world, especially, ya Allah, in France, may Allah. Don't make it be such, may Allah, that the masajid become locked, may Allah, and people begin to kill them, may Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, help the Muslims in Syria, may Allah. In Pakistan, may Allah, masoom children became shaheed yesterday, may Allah. They were reciting the hadith of Rasulullah sallam. Mishkat dars was taking place, may Allah, and the bomb went off, may Allah, in the madrasa, may Allah, masoom children became shaheed, may Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, before Dajjal comes out, may Allah. Make our iman be kamil, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our nasal, our zurriyat, from the onslaught of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, from the fitna, the makar and fareb of Dajjal, may Allah.
Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Forgive us all of our sins, my Allah. Accept all, Ya Allah, all our du'as that we are making, my Allah. Our brothers have raised their hands. Ya Allah, it is late, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, it is because the love they have for you and Rasulullah, so some they are present here today, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. To some persons, Ya Allah, ikhlas, my Allah, sincerity, my Allah, some elderly person, some young person, some mother at home, my Allah. Accept our coming here, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept this majlis that we has taken place, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a means of our najat in the akhirat, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Tamam marhumin ko jannat wa firdaus naseeb farma. Especially our families and friends, my Allah. Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, give us mawtut iman, mawtut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Bareel Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Allah grants the shafa'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah, the holy Kawthar water from His Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, don't let it be said that we go there, my Allah, having hopes, my Allah, that we are chased away, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, in dunya we have not seen our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Allah, we are pining for Him, my Allah. We are pining for Him, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that mawqa when Nabi Kareem, some will give us that Hawdi Kawthar water from His Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkila. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Allah, fulfill all our hajat, our needs of dunya and akhirat, may Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah, do not take away the ni'mat you have given to us, especially the ni'mat of Iman, my Allah, ni'mat of Islam, my Allah, ni'mat of our masajid and madaris, my Allah. Allah, let not that situation come again, my Allah, that happened few months back, my Allah, when our masajid were closed, my Allah, our numbers are restricted, my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Don't ever let that happen again, my Allah. We made mistakes, we asked you for tawbah, my Allah. We made istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us grow from strength to strength now, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let those halal come upon us, my Allah. Remove all bimari, my Allah, all pandemic. Remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, such is it, my Allah, we can make tawaf of your Kaaba with ease, my Allah. We can stand by Rosa Mubarak with ease, my Allah. Without any difficulties, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters, very very important. Fajr namaz is coming earlier and earlier now, so it's important that we make sure we read our Fajr salat with jamaat, the menfolk in the masjid. There is not delay. We set for the program, mashallah. But now more important is that we must be early for Fajr and make our Fajr at least in the masjid. Women folk at home, inshallah.